Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. On July 14th, the Governor's School of North Carolina celebrated its 50th anniversary. The Governor's School's remarkable program where each summer many of our state's best and brightest students gather for the pure love of learning and the joy of creativity. At the Governor's School, intellectual curiosity fuels the exploration of the latest ideas in a whole host of disciplines. One large component is the arts. This year, the drama group did a traditional Twelfth Night performance one evening, changed gender roles, and performed it all over again the following afternoon. The Governor's School Orchestra performs only contemporary works by composers new to many at the school. This year's anniversary celebration almost never happened, though. Last year, state funding for the program was cut. Leading the drive to raise the $760,000 to restore the school was Wake Forest University Department of Education Professor Joseph Milner, and he joins me today, along with the man leading the charge to first establish the school 50 years ago. Renowned North Carolina author and special assistant to Governor Terry Sanford from 1962 to 64, John Ely. After signing up the Carnegie Corporation to fund half of the school for the first 3 years, Ely approached James A. Gray in Winston-Salem, who suggested the school be located in Salem, and a special meal to make it all happen.
So the governor called Henry Ram and talked to him about the governor's school, and Henry Ram agreed to be the host of a luncheon of wealthy people and foundation executives to fund the rest of the governor's school for 3 years. And that luncheon was held here in town. And the governor spoke, explained what the governor's school was and what it hoped to be. And then Henry Ram got up and asked the people if they wanted to participate in funding the governor's school. And there was quite a pause. And then one man spoke up and said, Henry, let's tell the governor we've got the money, and after lunch, let's divide it up. So that was it.
Joe, this is a huge milestone, 50 years of the Governor's School, 50th anniversary, just celebrated last weekend.
Saturday night.
But it almost didn't come. Do you remember where you were when you first heard the news that the funding's been cut?
I don't remember where I was, but I do remember that my thought was, I've got to get to Raleigh immediately and talk to people that I know who worked in the appropriations area. And Lucy and I went and talked to Linda Giroux, and she said no. She said, there's no talk about it. No one's interested.
Hmm. What was your biggest regret when you got that news?
My thought was that the governor's school is a program for all the people of North Carolina. It's not a private school. It's not a very fancy place for people that have the wherewithal. It is a place where people from all over the state, from all income levels, from small towns and little towns and big towns, all come together and get to know each other and are changed, transformed. And so it was very difficult to accept the idea that the governor's school wouldn't be funded by the state and would have to be funded somehow by the group that I was a part of, the Governor's School Foundation.
My thanks to Wake Forest University Department of Education Professor Joseph Milner and renowned author and former special assistant to Governor Terry Sanford, John Ely. Thanks to their tireless efforts, the North Carolina Governor's School, the nation's first and today a model for 27 governor's schools across the country, recently celebrated its 50th anniversary. On Wednesday, we'll get a close-up look at the Governor's School with director Lucy Milner, and we'll also hear from Alex, a young percussion student there. He'll share how the Governor's School has impacted his life in profound ways. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.